When it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator.
Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator.
We all love to get into the spirit of the holidays, but you really get into the spirit of the season by creating a computerized household light show that would be more appropriate on the Vegas Strip.
What happens in Vegas should stay in Vegas.
Yes, Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator, you go beyond mere icicle lights. You blanket your home in illumination, creating a neighborhood spectacle that can be seen from outer space.
Merry Christmas from the space station.
How much is your electrical bill?
You'll need a second mortgage, yeah.
So this holiday season, when you drive by a home brighter than the sun, displaying three wise men, Santa, and Frosty the Snowman holding a menorah, yell a hearty ho, ho, ho in salute to Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator, a real American hero.
Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator.
You're going to take all this down before June, right?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, Black Friday. It's November 26th. Are you going shopping? Are you listening? Where the hell are you? Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Sam. How are we? Are we turkeyed
good.
Out?
Welcome back from Thanksgiving. And
do you feel like you got your turkey fix?
I did. Actually, we had a pretty good turkey. It was very good, actually.
Did you make it or buy it?
No, we made it. Or we. My wife and her sister made
there you go.
It. Yeah.
Good correction.
I just showed up to eat. Yeah, it was pretty good. Great stuffing, great gravy. My kids were over, and it was very festive.
Oh, that's so good. What time did you guys eat? It's always interesting.
At 2 o'clock.
That's a good time for Thanksgiving,
I think so. I think so. Yeah, we were so hungry by then.
Really?
We decided, we're going to eat. What time do you usually eat on Thanksgiving?
Well, there's really no usual about it because, I mean, I don't really have anything traditional like right. that in my life. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of whenever. Like, I worked yesterday, so I got off a little early and I went to my friend's soiree and I cleaned up.
Yeah.
Well, not really. Here's the thing. This is always doesn't it always happen the day you have
you food? Ate all the leftovers?
No, you know the day when you can really pig out and not be judged and you can take home extras and, you know, go back for fifths.
Uh-huh.
Is the day you don't want it?
Does oh, really?
Happen? Yeah, I always get full like with just half a plate.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's cuz it's all starches and stuff.
Yeah. Well, nobody says you have to eat a lot, you know?
No, but you kind of want to enjoy it and, like, graze in the food and then take a siesta, come back at it. You know, you want to kind of do this whole, like, you know, all-day graze kind of, you know, Thanksgiving thing. And I never really can.
Yeah.
It seems like it's the next day or something.
Yeah. So what did they do for you at work?
They had a staff meal, which they just made a big thing of chicken pot pies, which was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We ate that, and then we worked, and it was crazy.
Really? Were there a lot of people?
Yeah, we had so many reservations. It was overbooked. It was just it was pretty smooth, but yeah, people are just insane, though.
So that means that a lot of people do not eat at home or with the family.
Well, it's like one guy at work, he was saying the same thing. He goes, I don't really understand. I mean, he goes, I get the people that don't have anywhere to go or that, you know, like the two tops, you know, people have parties of two.
Right.
But these parties of 20 or 15 or 8, and they're bringing their family. It's like maybe they really don't want to be around their family. Maybe they just want to get in somewhere, have their two-hour meal, their two-hour time slot, and then not see their family.
Right.
Because it's kind of like the whole point is, you know, you get up, you have the Macy's Day Parade on or whatever it is.
Right.
You start cooking with your family. Everybody comes over. You chat. You talk. It's supposed to be like a long, drawn-out thing.
Absolutely. You know,
that's a big point of it.
But still, they have fun when they go by, you know, they go as a group.
I don't know. I think that they're just...
They just maybe decided we don't want to cook, you know?
Yeah, whatever. It's the one day. Yeah. You know, get to it, Grandma.
Yeah.
You know, go rent someone's grandma.
Yeah. So you went over to friends' houses.
I went to friends' houses, and then I had a thing late night at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
And I had like a bring your leftovers, and we had like drinks and stuff. Here's the thing. I don't know what my deal is, but I just cannot stay up late.
Yeah.
And, you know, it got close to like 11, 12,
yeah.
12, and I...
Does it happen only when you drink, or...
No, it's pretty much every single night.
Right.
I mean, I can make myself... If I'm doing something, you know, like if I'm doing a performance or something, I'm like engaged, you know, and I can make myself stay awake, but just sitting there and having a glass of wine, and I'm sitting in this big, like, round chair that's all comfy,
cozy. Oh, wow, that'll put you to sleep.
Yeah, I just sat there the whole time, and... I was about to go to bed, and my roommate was like, you wanted to have this party. I didn't get in bed. I'm like, shut up. It's like forced myself to stay awake.
Yeah. So what time did you get to bed last
night? Like 1:30, like 2.
Whoa, well, that's late.
It's freaking late, man. Mm-hmm. 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. There's so many stragglers in L.A., and I love them all. Like, that's my fan base, I guess. Mm-hmm. Whatever that means. Just people that I tend to, you know, we have a bunch of friends that in L.A., by default, they don't go home, and they don't have a place to go. Like orphans, you know, you can call them that on Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And you have these parties and they'll never freaking leave.
Yeah.
They will never leave. And if it's up to my roommates, they wouldn't kick them out. So I was like, okay, guys.
Really? You told them that's it?
I didn't say it mean. I just kind of said, okay, we're going to wrap it up a bit.
A bit.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap up the fucking thing and go home.
Let's draw it in. Let's draw it in, you know.
Yeah.
I mean... It was good to see people, but it always tends, it's like it just wasn't the right fix for me last night.
Right.
I had worked so hard and I was so tired and
yeah,
I was overzealous.
Yeah.
You know.
Did it make you miss home in Texas or?
Well, it makes me want something that I don't think I have ever had. It's not something I miss.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's not like a specific memories I have where I'm like, I just miss the days when Dad used to carve the turkey.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't miss that.
Mom used to make the stuffing.
And my mom would come out and make stuffing. Yeah, like, yeah, there's none of that.
No, it never happened.
It's a concept. There's a concept, you know, that you want.
Yeah.
Like something warm and cozy and
yeah,
family.
Well, if it didn't happen if you in your family of origin, then you create your own family and make it happen.
Yeah, well, they say friends are the family you choose. So yeah. I think that's pretty cool. And the fun thing about doing holidays in Los Angeles is that there's so many people like that that you can really... Mm-hmm. Have a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's fun, you know, it's fun.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to be here for Christmas. I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, you've managed all these years.
All
You'll
these years I've managed. I normally go home on for Christmas, but this year I'm going to be working. So.
Yeah.
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 So,
oh, well.
Oh, well, not a big deal, though.
Yeah, not much to go back to, though, according to you.
Oh, well, there's some great people. Well, let me clarify. Like some of my aunts and my brothers, like I would love to see, you know, some family member, but we just don't have that get together thing. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
So it'd be cool to see them, but it's not like a Thanksgiving or Christmassy experience. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've had many years when I didn't have anyone either, you know, especially when I first came out to this country, I didn't really have a lot of people. And so I didn't have like all these holidays and stuff, you know, it's kind of depressing, I think. But, you know, it depends on what you're looking for.
I mean, I think
you're still young, you're single, you're happy,
young and single, ready to mingle.
About town and
No. I have a lot of fun with it. So I have nothing really to complain about because I always have great friends and
great.
You know. Great. Yeah. And that's always good. But yeah, if I were to go home, it's not like there'd be like a traditional, oh, I gotta get there by 8 or 5 or whatever. Oh, I'm running, guys, I'll be there soon. You know what I mean? There's not that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, hey, you know, we're all wearing sweaters with turkeys on it. No.
Doesn't happen.
No,
huh?
We don't have that going on. So that doesn't really work. But nonetheless, our refrigerator is packed.
Oh yeah? Well, that's good. That's what counts.
I had to like play Tetris to like try to move everything, shut last night.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But, you know, it's a good problem to have too much food busting out of your fridge. I can handle it.
I guess so, yeah.
I can handle it.
You're kind of a problem, huh?
It's a good kind of a problem to have. Yeah. Oh, I can't shut the refrigerator again. All this caviar is just leaking out the sides.
Yeah. So I missed most of the parade. We just saw a little bit of it. I think
I know.
Replay or something.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool. I mean, it gets so nice. We were talking about this the other day, about how cool it is in New York. When, you know, during the holidays, it's just really amazing.
But doesn't New York get really cold?
It does. It does get cold.
So, like, by the time it's Christmas, which is one of the prettiest holidays in New York, I've been told.
Right.
Aren't you so freezing you don't want to go outside?
But it's not that bad, no, no. I mean, at least according to my memory, and I've been there twice during the holidays.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was able to handle the cold. It wasn't that cold, you know. But it depends. It's different every year, you know.
Yeah.
And but today people are shopping. Did you hear that some stores were opening at 4 and 5 a.m.?
We were talking about it last night. We're like, what? Who's the kind of person that gets there at midnight or gets there at 4 a.m.?
You know who? I mean, shit, they got some deals. I mean, I saw on Best Buy is advertising like a laptop for $200. Now, wouldn't that be worth standing in line that early?
Well, it depends on what kind of laptop.
It doesn't matter. $200.
No, you could get some right now for $200.
Nah.
Yeah, you can go online.
No, maybe the netbooks, the little small ones that you can't do anything with, other than surf the internet. But no, I mean a decent laptop for.
So you had to be there at 4 a.m. to get it.
Yeah, if you would get it, you know, I would imagine they probably have 5 or 10, and the first people in line would probably get it. You know, so I don't know how that works. I've never camped out like that. I don't think it makes sense, but I can see where some people actually enjoy it. You know, they like camping out, bringing a tent or something, sleeping
bags. People were camping?
I'm sure they were. I didn't see any, but I wasn't outside at night. But I know that people do. Yeah, all the time.
4 a.m., get your shopping done, or
yeah,
midnight?
Right.
Some people were saying, well, that's how some people get all their Christmas shopping done.
Yeah.
What kind of deals are we talking? I mean, that's kind of a big deal, but like...
Yeah. I don't know. I think some deals are pretty good. If people are willing to get up that early and stand in line and rush into the fucking store. I mean, I can't believe this shit.
Are you going to go shopping today?
Nah, no. I don't have, you know, I mean, we don't really celebrate Christmas, so I don't have anybody
oh, yeah.
to get presents for, you know.
You're not going
to
go off and...
No, yeah. no.
Well, that's a much more...
Yeah, we probably will, you know, I mean, to some, you know, I don't know whom. But, you know, maybe people we deal with all the time, maybe we'll get them something. But, you know, maybe I should get you something.
Yeah,
huh?
Go for it.
You would probably expect something, right?
Expect something. I wouldn't expect anything.
You don't expect anything?
No.
Okay.
But if you want to, like, you
well,
know.
Well, if we remembered you on your birthday, we'll remember you on
there
Christmas.
There you go, guys. Yeah. You hear that? It's a further. It's on the record. Now I expect something. Cause
now you expect something.
Now you better cough it up. I expect that brand new, you know,
car
sitting,
yeah.
Sitting in the drive.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice, huh?
I mean, I'm happy. Everything's good.
Yeah, I know.
I like makeup.
You like makeup?
I like makeup.
But you can't buy makeup for someone else. I mean, you don't know what they like.
No, I'm not saying you buy it
for me. It's like cologne.
No, I'm not saying you buy it. I'm saying things I like makeup. I love girly stuff. I'm like still like a kid because it's like it's almost like coloring.
Right.
You know, you get all this new stuff and you just freaking peel through it. You like peeling off the lids. You're trying it on your friend. You're like, oh, look at this stuff. Look at this glitter eyeliner. All this stuff. It's like kids like it's like a kid playing with stuff. I'm like, this is a new brush. Da-da-da-da. Try this brush out. Da-da-da-da. I get so into it.
Yeah. See, what I don't get is people buying you cologne and perfume and shit.
Yeah, unless they know your fragrance, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just not, it's something very personal that you don't get someone unless they like it.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't understand people buying that shit, you know. A lot of things that, you know, you assume that somebody would like and they probably wouldn't.
Yeah. I went to my running group the other day. Uh-huh. This is like my comeback run. I've been doing little runs, but I haven't been doing like, when you run in a running group, it's like, it's exciting because there's people around you and it makes you kind of run faster or more consistent or harder. It just, I feel like it makes my runs like a lot more, it makes me stronger as a runner.
Right. Yeah. Keeps you disciplined.
Yeah. Just, and it's a good energy. It's not like there's a coach yelling at you. You just want to be part of the group. It's exciting, you know? So this is my comeback run. And I was just like dragging ass, not wanting to go. I was like, go, 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 go. So I finally get there. I meet at the Nike store. There's generally a group of about 70 people. There was 3 people.
Really?
Yes.
When was that? No, yesterday?
This was Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Okay.
3 people. And I was like, crap, this is my comeback run. And they're like all dudes except for one girl. And the guy, one of the guys is bald. You know, he's like more really aerodynamic. And the other girl has short hair. Uh-huh. And I'm like, they're going to freaking smoke me. And I was getting it towards the end of my running. I was getting really fast, but I knew I was going to have to kind of build up again.
Right, but it's not a competition.
No,
right?
It's not. But if you go to be part of a group and then the group is like 10 million times faster than you, you could just stay at home and run by yourself. But I wasn't going to do that. So I was like, well, at least.
You got to keep pace with
it. It's like I just want to at least be able to see them because it makes it. Makes me feel like, oh, okay, I can do this. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even if I see them in the distance. Mm-hmm. So I left early on the run. Mm-hmm. To get like a major head start just so I could like be with them towards the end. Well, then I got like, I don't know, a mile in. I was like a mile in. And I get to the stoplight and I turn around and they're right freaking behind me.
Really?
And we got, this is like a 3-point-something mile run. So it's not a super long run, but it's, a, you know, I'm like, I'm done. Well, I ran, so I ran the whole thing, but they were like so far ahead of me. I even cut one of the corners of the track.
Now, why does that happen? I mean, you're not used to running fast?
No, I mean, there's just different levels of runners. I mean, like, I'm not a fast, fast runner. I mean, and guys generally are fast. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, if I run around a 9-minute mile when I'm just working out, and then I haven't been running, I'm probably more like a 10-minute mile right now, or maybe even a 10.5-minute mile runner right now, versus, like, when I was running fast, I was kind of around an 8.5. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're with these guys, and they all probably run around an 8 or 7.5-minute mile.
Wow.
And you're more like 10.
Yeah.
Do the math, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're gonna smoke you.
I see, okay.
So yeah, so you're running and that's really fast. I mean, if you're like just working out. I mean, it's one thing to race. People race a lot faster than that. But running just those are fast runs.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what joy you get from that running, man, but I salute
you for doing
it. It's so
euphoric. Actually, it's you feel like $1 million afterwards. You feel so in shape, even though you may not even be different. You feel really in shape. Yeah. You feel clean on the inside, like your lungs feel clean, and you just your body's like, and so you just have like that runner's high. You just feel really good.
Yeah.
But you have to like kind of keep making yourself do it, so you kind of get addicted to that.
Yeah, that's true. Oh well, you know, I mean, you're, you know, if you enjoy running and it does things for you, then you keep doing it.
Does
you know?
Things for me, Sam.
It does things for you.
Does
so did
things.
You talk to your brother after we called him on the...
I called him yesterday at the end of the night. He was already lit.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Kara?
Yeah. He didn't mind that we surprised him
he doesn't
on the
care.
Phone?
He's fine. He doesn't care. He's a laid-back guy. Not really laid-back, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. His opinion on that doesn't really freak me out either way.
No.
He's going to be grateful.
You don't care.
No, he's going to get... Whatever. You got to call. You got to put on the radio. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You got to act like a little big shot for 2 seconds. There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a big dude, though, man. I used to be able to beat him up growing up.
Yeah, but not anymore.
I could still kind of punk him a bit.
Yeah.
Which means I could get some cheap shots in.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd kick your ass if he wanted to.
But, you know, he's not as fast as me at all.
Really?
But he's got a good punch on him.
Uh-huh. What do you mean fast? How are you fast?
I'm fucking fast. Are you kidding me?
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm
moving around?
Yeah,
or?
I'm fast. Yeah, I'm freaking way fast. Compared to the
average. How do you know? Have you tried anything that...
Look, I know how to run away from somebody. If somebody's trying to kill me, I'm pretty fast.
Okay.
And then I'm so like, I'm a runner. Running. I'm a runner. Like, so compared to somebody else who's like average or not a runner, I could smoke.
Okay.
I'm fast.
So you don't mean like in dodging fists?
No, I do
like
mean
that.
In dodging fists.
Yeah?
Flow like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You got to be able to...
Oh, God. Right.
No, I'm serious. You got to be able to be agile and fast. You know?
How do you know? I mean, how do you know you
my brother
manage?
And I will we'll fight.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He'll sometimes try to punch me and stuff, but I'm like, you can't do that now, Matthew. It looks like domestic violence. Like, even though you're my crappy little brother, you can't do that because, you know.
Yeah. No, you don't do that shit.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what's in the news today? Let's see. Secondhand smoke kills 600,000 people worldwide annually. That's 1 in 100 people. Would die from secondhand smoke each year.
How many people?
1 in 100. That's 1%.
I wonder how that works, because I think that sounds like
a lot, right?
Well, it sounds like there's got to be a lot of contributing factors to that. Like that doesn't sound like it sounds like a real faulty statistic.
It does, but
doesn't
you know,
it?
I mean,
I definitely think secondhand smoke is detrimental to people.
But it's according to the World Health Organization, you know. I don't know, but they're saying that more than 1 billion people around the world smoke, and 5 million people die each year from tobacco-related illnesses. I sure hope I don't become part of this fucking statistic, you know?
Yeah.
That worries me.
Well, go get some Nicorette gum, damn. Go chew on some Nicorette.
Yeah.
You can do it. It's doable. People quit all the time.
Yeah, but then they go back. Many
yeah, and
do.
Then there's people that quit for the rest of their life.
That's true. There
there's
are people.
Everybody.
I mean, you know, there have been a couple times in my life where I quit for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But somehow you always go back to it.
It's because it's demonic.
It is.
It's a spiritual.
It's a fucking addiction, man.
Yeah, it's something deep.
Yeah.
Something deep.
My brother is the same way, you know? My brother can't stop either.
Really?
Yeah.
How long has he
been smoking? Maybe it's in the genes, you know? Because my mom is a smoker.
Uh-huh.
And my brother and I are. And then my youngest brother, he kind of dabbles in it too. So, yeah, I think it's a hereditary thing, you know?
Well, I mean, cigarettes aren't part of your DNA, so they're not hereditary.
No, no, but addiction is.
Yeah, that's true. But I think that also what we're talking about is kind of like what you conditioned to, like what you grew up seeing.
Absolutely,
and like
yeah.
You've been around it. And so that's part of it, too, is that your family that you grew up in kind of passed on certain things. It's just like I mean... I know this is a touchy subject, but I think kind of the whole addict thing is a very, like, I don't think that some people are born addicts and some people aren't. I just think that everybody has different choices of drugs, mm-hmm. and the severity of that varies between people, and, you know, the different kind of roots of those things vary. But I think by nature, humans are all, we're always looking for something, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And I think that, you know,
but, you know, I mean, there are many people, obviously, that don't have addiction.
Well, but maybe it's not the kind of addiction that you would classify, or it doesn't destroy their life, so you don't think of it as an addiction. But I think...
Not necessarily. You know?
I'm saying, but I think people have things in their life where, you know, emotional addictions, I think people have... addictions to, you know, every there's so many things like controlling,
right.
People that are controlling are addicted to controlling, or some people are addicted to punishment. It's like, you wouldn't necessarily say, oh, they're addicted, but it's like, it's addictive behavior when they replay the same thoughts, the same tapes, and they have the same kind of relationships with people. It's like, there's a lot of the same thing. I think the deeper part is the same truth in people is what I'm saying, but the varying degrees of, you know, how it, you know, is played out in their life. The kind of way that it affects their life, and obviously the drug, right?
Well, I just think some people are more predisposed to addiction, you know, because, for example, you take one person who does have, let's say, some kind of addictive history in the family or something, mm-hmm. and then you take one that's not, and you can see that the one that doesn't have it doesn't have to work harder to battle it, you know? I mean, it's just they don't pick it up, you know?
Well,
they
I just
don't
think it's,
to.
Again, like, what are we, for example... Yes, I agree with you, but I'm saying, like, let's say you grow up in a line of families that, you know, smokes, or let's say alcohol, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is just my opinion, but I this is what I think. It's like you see it, you're around it, you see the coping mechanisms, you see this, you see that. It's now in your fabric, it's in your mainframe, it's the way you, it's part of your you know, developmental years of seeing, you know, life. So. It's now something that people that didn't have those formative years affected the same way you did, you're going to have a different kind of relationship to this, mm-hmm. and a different effect it's going to have on you versus somebody else. I don't necessarily think it's genetic. I think it's more environmental. I think you could take a kid that was born to an alcoholic or alcoholic mom or dad, and then you put them in a different family growing up without those experiences. I mean, you know, from birth on, I don't think that they would have necessarily the same relationship to it as if they stayed in that home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
But that's just my opinion. It's like,
yeah, because you haven't experienced it, so it's sort of from an observer point of view.
No, that's not necessarily true.
Yeah. But, no, that's true. I don't know what you've experienced.
Well,
but,
like, for example, I mean, I don't want to get into it because I don't want to, like, really go down my family stuff because of, I don't know who's listening, and I don't ever want to, like, dishonor them, but there's definitely been some pretty crazy things, mm-hmm. and it's not had a hold on my life.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not because I'm so strong. I just think of it more of, you know, I think if I didn't have certain things in check because of my faith, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And that doesn't mean I haven't slipped up, but I'm just saying that's the restrainer in certain parts of my life.
Yeah.
Whereas for some people, you know, it may not be alcohol or drugs. It could be so many other things. Like, I have friends that grew up in families where there is maybe some really abusive, you know, ways about their family, and that's something that they've kind of carried on and have to kind of work at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think that's also kind of addictive. It's like it's all kind of environmental, like what you've been predisposed to. Does that make sense?
No, not really. I'm not following you, but that's okay.
Well, because you don't want to have an open mind about it. I get it. It's like it's all this or that.
No. It's not about that. You know, I don't have an open mind.
No, I'm not saying you don't. I don't feel like this is an area that you want to talk. I feel
no,
like this is
I have no problem with it. I just happen to think that, you know, being a person that is predisposed to addiction, I know that it's a very difficult thing, you know.
And I'm not saying it's not at all.
It's sometimes bigger than you, you know. And
yeah.
It's
Well, see, I'm not disagreeing with any of that. I totally agree that it's something that's, I mean, I'm just saying I think many people suffer from it, but in many different kinds of ways.
Yeah.
And I think
that's true.
Yeah.
But you're saying, you know, it's the environment and not, you know, hereditary or
I mean, I'm not saying it can't, there's nothing genetic. I mean, I'm not saying there's nothing genetic or hereditary. I'm just saying I think majority of it is what you are exposed to.
All right. Okay, no problem.
Is there no problem, Sam?
No problem at all.
No problem. Yeah. So what are you doing this weekend?
Let's see. What am I doing this weekend? I don't know, but I can tell you that my brother just got himself an RV. And
oh,
they're
really?
Going to start taking trips. I mean, can you imagine that?
A road thing? Okay.
Yeah. And so they're going camping this weekend. And that sounds really good to me, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a whole fucking apartment on wheels, you know?
Those are really cool. Have you seen what it looks
like? Not yet. No, he just got it.
Where do they live?
Out here.
Oh, okay.
In the valley, yeah.
So they're just going to start going on trips?
Yeah. Yeah. They always go on trips. They've got three kids, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, so in the past, they've rented one. Now they just got one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you know if they got
that's pretty cool. And what did he say? It was like a 23-foot something?
I don't know how big
it
is.
Yeah. I don't know. Sounded,
some of those are nice.
20, no, it can't be that. I don't know how long it is.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it sounds like fun. You know, I'd like to do that one day. Wouldn't you love to do like a cross country with something like that?
That would be awesome. I've been cross country a few times.
Yeah.
But that would definitely be the way to go.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have done it that way.
Yeah. Not have to worry about hotels and shit, you know. And
yeah.
Yeah. And you can go places that you wouldn't go otherwise, you know, because you can, you can camp and, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in the city in order to stay overnight or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something, though, about being near city and lights that I feel more safe. And then when I'm in, like, the rural kind of parts of town, or not here, but, like, I even go back to Texas, and it's like, you just feel like you're sitting duck.
Yeah.
So if you had that RV and you're, like, just traveling around, and you're like, oh, this is a nice little...
Yeah, some hillbillies.
Yeah, you're just kind of like...
You've watched too many movies. I don't know that happens. There's like camping grounds and shit, you know?
Yeah, I also watched this thing on like 2020 where this little girl was abducted and her family went camping. And she was abducted by this guy that was like just stalking them.
Really?
And it was in the middle of like an Arizona kind of like park type thing. Or maybe it wasn't Arizona, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the worst, man.
So awful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, people kidnapping other people.
Oh, man. That's why you got to be quick and fast.
Yeah, you do. You do. Yeah. They're showing here, like, pictures of, like, hundreds and thousands of people around the Toys R Us in New York.
Really?
Like, Black Friday thing. They've already been there since last night. Yeah, it's ridiculous, you know?
Well, there you go, Sam. You got your wish. You told everybody to go out and spend money.
Yeah.
Then you need to go cough it up.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find this one. I used to have a blog that I wrote like a few years ago.
Oh, really?
And so what I would do is I would write some things down, you know, and so this, I just found it. This I did in 2005, the holiday season of 2005. And check out what I wrote about, because I remember it to this day that it used to bother me, or that it bothered me that people were, you know, the rush to buy things and shit like that, you know. So look, on November 26, wow, that's today, right?
Yeah.
November 26, 05.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that was Black Friday back then.
Uh-huh.
Wow, it's interesting also that it's on the same date as this year. So what I wrote is, on the heels of the rush to snap up the new Xbox 360, U.S. shoppers swarmed retail stores at dawn this morning on what has come to be known as Black Friday, the busiest shopping day of the year. The ritual repeats every year, retailers and economists worrying that sales will be disappointing, while shoppers quickly drive up their credit card balances, buying anything they can lay their hands on. Well, you know, I wrote something really long here, so I can't... you know, but this is pretty cool stuff, you know.
I don't know, because you're not reading it.
Yeah.
Well, tell people where they
like
can
check out. Orlando Walmart store this morning, people got into an altercation in the quest to land a notebook computer. So that happens, you know. And So, yeah, I wrote the opinion on it. If you ever want to check it out, I mean, I've got some things here, like when Heidi Fleiss wanted to open a brothel for women.
Oh, like, really?
Like where there's guys, yeah. There's guy whores.
Do you think she'd be successful at that?
No, I don't think so. In fact, what I wrote it, what
it's
I wrote
cool
here.
Kind of cool concept, though.
Yeah, does anybody believe that Stud Farm's customer will be female? Obviously, you know, so I thought, you know, a whorehouse like that is going to have male customers. It's not going to have female customers.
Oh, okay.
You know, because women don't need hookers. You know, they don't need male escorts. They can get all they want for free. So, huh. Yeah, if you ever want to check this out, it's called varietypack.blogspot.com. So I wrote all this stuff in the fall of 2005, which is now.
That's funny, Sam.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're a pretty good writer.
5 years ago. I'm a pretty good writer, I will say. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a pretty good writer.
Yeah. I am.
So what kind of leftovers are we working with at your house?
Boy, you know, I'm not crazy about leftovers, though.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not.
Are you one of those weird people? You're
maybe I should have brought you some, huh?
Because
we
no
do
way,
have a lot of
there's
leftovers.
There's no place to put it.
No? In the refrigerator? Is it?
No.
Oh, it's totally packed.
It's packed.
Huh? Okay, so you don't need any leftovers. You've got some.
No, I wasn't saying like I wanted. I want to
right.
know what you're dealing
no, I just,
with. Maybe we could swap some,
it.
Though, if yours are better. What do you
really?
Know?
Well, you know, the usual stuff. The yams. And we finished all the stuffing, though. That's like the best part, I think. Tastes
really?
So good, huh?
Yeah, stuffing's pretty good.
Yeah.
Although I feel like my roommate, she's made it like 2 freaking years in a row, and she made it again, and it's like soggy.
Really?
I'm like, stop making yeah. stuffing like you're good at it.
Did you make anything?
Yeah, I didn't get to eat it, though. It's still in my fridge, though. It's broccoli and cheese casserole.
I knew you would say casserole. How did I know that?
I love a broccoli and cheese
why.
Casserole.
Really?
And it's so good. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. You know, I got my broccoli, and I steamed the broccoli. It smelled so fresh, and then I had the rice going, and then what I did was I added a mix of chicken stock with
right.
Red and white onion, a lot of fresh garlic, lots of garlic, red pepper flakes, salt, pepper. And then I went to the cheese to make the cheese, and I got 2 things of Parmesan, shredded Parmesan, and then 1 block of, like, just medium cheddar, and then a little bit of half and half, and then celery salt and, you know, a lot of different seasonings in it as well.
Yeah,
and
sounds good.
Oh, man, and then you put, like, a stuffing topping on it, and then you bake it so it's breaded.
Yeah.
And it kind of crisps on top.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I know. When it crisps on top like that, I like that. Yeah. Actually, I forgot to eat the beans yesterday. It's one thing I didn't eat.
Well, go back and get it.
Yeah. I think there's plenty left.
Yeah, you'll be good.
Yeah.
So that's cool that they stepped to the plate and they cooked. So how many people did you have over?
We were about 10 people, I think. And the little girl, the 2-year-old.
Oh, yeah?
That drives everybody crazy with how cute she is.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, amazing, you know? I mean, this age is, like...
Yeah.
You know, they learn all the little things.
Uh-huh.
And, wow, man. It's
that's
amazing.
So sweet.
Yeah.
You know, I like kids. I really do like kids. But lately, I've just not been into them.
No?
I just
no
find
patience?
Them annoying.
Yeah.
I think the relationship from the with the parents to the kids annoying.
You see, the thing is, it has to be someone that has a connection to you. If it's like a niece or something.
That's not true. I've loved a lot. I mean, I remember my aunt was in the hospital, and there was this kid that he was there every day, and he was this big-headed little blonde kid with, like, glasses.
Mm-hmm.
He just loved me. He wouldn't leave me alone.
Yeah.
He just always came up to me, so I'd always, like, pick him up and tickle him and make him laugh and zerbert his stomach, you know, where you're like... on their stomach and stuff,
yeah,
and they go crazy.
Well, that's nice,
like,
you know,
cute,
but it's not
like
the same, I'm telling
fun,
you.
He's a fun, cute kid.
Yeah.
I just don't like the, I don't know, sometimes the kid thing gets on my nerves.
Yeah, well, it depends, like I said, depends what kids you're around. If they're very cute, it's hard to resist.
Yeah, well, my friend has a really cute girl.
Yeah.
She's just a little doll baby.
Yeah.
She's kind of a little Fraggle Rock.
I know, they're like little puppies, you know, they run around and shit, and they do cute things.
Little puppies.
Yeah.
Don't say that to the mother, by the way. Whoever the mother is.
Why?
Because she'd probably be
pissed. It is like little puppies.
So my friend's out of town, and I'm supposed to be house-sitting. And first night, I forget to feed her cats.
Oh, God.
You think they're fine?
No.
One day?
They'll be fine. Relax.
I felt really
but
bad.
They're probably starving.
I know. So after this, I have to go straight there and feed her cats.
Wow.
I'm thinking I might make a pit stop at my house first.
How do you forget to feed the cats? I mean, that's probably the main reason why she had you watch the house.
Well, I didn't stay the night at the house.
Right.
I haven't been to the house yet.
Right.
I forgot because I was like, you know, yesterday was Thanksgiving and I worked and I was like, I got to go get food and hang out with friends. You know?
Yeah.
And
the
then
hell
like,
with the cats.
And I was like, shit.
They have 9 lives. They'll live.
Yeah. you know, I mean, they're really furry, so it's hard to see if they're fat or skinny.
Uh-huh.
But I think that they've got a little bit of extra weight. That, I mean, one day isn't going to
so
hurt them.
So you think
them.
They can live off of that?
One day. You know, did I really hurt them that bad?
I don't
if
know.
If she knew, she'd be pissed,
yeah,
though.
She'd be really pissed.
She'd be pissed. These are like her babies.
Yeah.
She'd be like, you didn't feed Redford? You didn't feed
Good
Tipper?
Good thing they can't talk, you know?
Oh, man. They're like, she's a bitch.
Shit.
She didn't feed us, Mom. I'm gonna walk in. They're gonna be like meow 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 meow. Wanting food.
Yeah.
I'll double up on their food today. Make up for yesterday.
Yeah.
And then they'll shit.
So are you gonna go shopping at all today? I mean, do you have some gifts to get and things like that?
I don't
that?
Really think in gift giving terms.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I guess I could go. I mean, I've got a gift card to one place I can go check out.
There's like no end to it, you know. I mean, you start buying for someone.
Yeah.
Someone you have to buy for everybody. And,
yeah.
You know. And,
well, I just haven't really found anything that. Really fun. I mean, you know, I think it's gonna be crazy today too, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, if you don't like crowds, today's not the day to go.
Like, I think today's gonna be pretty crazy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because you know, the Grove, that's where I met up for my running group.
Right.
And it was, what was it? Tuesday? No, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Was the running group? It was like packed. I know it's the day before Thanksgiving, but it's just rammed. You couldn't even walk. Anywhere.
Really?
And then I came back from running and there were still so many people. And then but the cool thing is they have a snow show where they said, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And then like all this fake snow comes down. And it finished.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really nice, actually.
Yeah.
You should go.
I don't like the Grove. I don't know. I've been there a couple times. It is pretty cool. But I don't know. I'm not crazy about going there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about the American?
You see, I've lived here a long time. You know, I'm tired of all these places
already.
Why don't
you just leave the planet then? Because you're so freaking.
No, no. I mean, I'm happy here. Don't get me wrong. It's just that there's not a lot of stuff that I'm still excited to do here.
No.
What can I tell you?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think there's tons
probably
of stuff.
Probably my age, man.
It's your age.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel some things. Well, I think it's just because I've been working that I get tired and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any performance coming up?
This Tuesday I'll be at the Pally House, which is a really nice dinner lounge area in West Hollywood, right next to Barney Spinery.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't see it driving by. You actually have to get out and look for it, and then it's just a really like it's just a door, you know, with a name on it, and then you
wow.
go in. But it's really cool. So I've done the show once before, but cool thing is the guy who books it tells me he had a lot of people come up to him afterwards and said they really liked me and would like to see me again. So.
Oh really?
Yeah, so I'm coming back there, and it's
when did you last perform there?
I don't know, a few weeks ago.
Oh really?
Yeah. So it's called the Pally House.
You never mentioned that one.
It's kind of a last-minute gig.
Mm.
And a friend of mine books the room. So, yeah, it's going to be cool. 9 o'clock, and it's a free show, and they've got drink specials.
Oh, okay, cool.
And my drinks are really special because I got them for free. Ha, yeah.
Yeah, you get free drinks when you perform
mm-hmm.
there? Wow, that's
it's
cool.
It's even better. Get upstate, get
I'm
on
sure
stage,
you like
make
that,
people
huh?
laugh, and get your little buzz going.
Yeah. Do you ever perform when you have a buzz going? I would think it would interfere with the
You know,
act.
It's like the more I've been performing, it's like the less I do
mm-hmm.
because it can throw you off.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind a drink before I go up.
Yeah.
Like if I'm really nervous, one or two drinks before I go up is fine. Like not
really?
Right before I go up, but you know, throughout. Like if I'm so nervous.
Really?
Like
and you can
like
still stay on top of it and everything?
Yeah, you know, like
you
one drink isn't going to hurt me. It just kind of relaxes a bit, the
right.
nerves. But I don't really do that much anymore because it's not the same way.
Yeah.
I've kind of gotten past that like crazy nervous. I still
yeah.
get nervous, but it's not. Like I remember the first time I ever performed at the Laugh Factory and
mm-hmm.
I hadn't been doing comedy for a long time. I was so nervous.
Really?
I was just so nervous.
Wow.
So nervous. And so I had like... Yeah, I had a few drinks.
Yeah,
before
and then
I went
you
on.
Probably fucked up, right?
I actually did pretty good. It wasn't
yeah.
it wasn't a very tight show. You know, when you've gotten better and everything becomes more refined and tighter, and you get more fluid with who you are and all that stuff. So it wasn't a very tight show, like as far as like you know hitting all my marks. But it was still funny.
Right.
But it was a long time ago too.
Yeah.
But no, I don't like to be too you know drunk or anything like that because you need to be in it.
Yeah, you need to be.
And
in
you need
control.
To enjoy it. You need to be like. Enjoying the process, and,
right.
You know, especially because what I think on stage is I really create an atmosphere where everyone's having, I think, a really fun time, and
mm-hmm.
people feel like a corporate kind of connection. Everybody's kind of sitting there, and I think we're all having like one conversation, hopefully, and it's like, oh my gosh, fun, you know?
Yeah.
And so to try to get up on stage and just hit my marks and not be in it and really connecting with people is kind of defeats the purpose, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not just a jokester. I don't give you like joke after joke. I kind of.
Right. You need to connect with the audience.
Yeah, you have to really, really create an atmosphere, I think, where people can feel like they're having fun and stuff. And if you're just kind of like, okay, what's my next thing? You know, it's not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's so fun to do it. I can't wait. It's always fun every time. I love it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's cool.
I mean, I have some friends that have been doing stand-up for, like, you know, 20-plus years professionally. And some people still love it, and some people, they're like, I'm good at it, but it's like waiting tables.
Yeah.
A friend of mine's like, it's like waiting tables.
Is it really?
He's like, I don't want to ever tell one more freaking joke in my life.
Really? So he's not really into it. That's not what
he's
into.
And the thing is, he's so funny.
I mean,
he is so good at it.
Really?
He's like pee your pants funny.
So he's had it. He's burned out.
Just doing it for so many years. He hasn't got the TV deal. And he's been doing it for making money doing it. Like making really good money doing it.
Yeah.
Corporate gigs.
It's really hard in entertainment. You know, I mean, my daughter now has like decided she's going to pursue singing.
Uh-huh.
So, you know. Yesterday she was singing for us, and it was amazing. I never realized my daughter sings so well.
Oh, does she have a good voice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very. It comes out of her stomach, you know? I mean, it's that. There's a lot of emotion to it. And, I had chills when I heard her sing and stuff. So she's really into it. And I told you she's going to that Musicians Institute.
Uh-huh.
And they teach them all the shit there all the time. So she's
That's
extremely
great.
Happy, yeah. So she wants to pursue entertainment, and what am I going to tell her? You know, I told her, look, just remember it's very competitive. A lot of people go into it and never make it, but you should definitely pursue what you think. And there's no reason why you wouldn't make it, you know?
Uh-huh.
You're just as good as the next person.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's good you told her that.
Yeah,
especially
I mean, what
dad.
Are you going to do? Get in their way, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. My parents told me to get a real job, you know, and maybe it was smart at the time, but... you know, yeah, I wanted to pursue that, too.
Yeah.
Although it's probably a good idea I didn't, you know.
Oh, music?
Yeah. No, because it's just so hard, you know. Mm. It's so hard to make it.
Yeah, I don't think it's... I mean, not everybody's an artist. I mean, some people are
It's not about being an artist,
it
I
is
think.
It's usually about being
Well, but there's people that are great artists, and they're not known.
Oh, no, absolutely.
They don't
I'm
make
saying,
it.
But, like, I think that being an artist is what... Like, we're not all made artists. Not everybody's
right,
an artist. And
right.
it's just, like, not everybody's an engineer. Like, I don't have an engineer's mind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But artists, what's really difficult is because there's so little that you can actually function day-to-day being an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you have so many other things you have to do just to be. You have to pay your bills. You have to get up. You have to get the job. You have to do all this other stuff that has nothing to do. Not nothing, but it's not... like, you don't get to be flowing in as an artist. Like, you get up and you go to work and you be an engineer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We just don't live in a world like that. So, artists, it's like, in order to have the passion to keep going up that uphill battle and that kind of climb, you have to really be an artist. You have to love, you have to really, it's got to be a part of who you are.
Right.
That you can't deny, that you will do it no matter if you're broke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't think if you're really not, you won't really get through all that. Because people don't realize, I mean, some people are born into money and they can kind of buy some connections or stuff like that. But if you really have to kind of start from scratch, it's like you have to be willing to, I don't want to be sound so like, you know, poetic, but you have to be willing to suffer for, you know, your art in a way. I mean, you've got to be willing to make decisions that are at times unstable and irresponsible in order to, you know.
Yeah, well, that's if you decide that's all you're going to do, you know. But I think
yeah,
you can do that and support yourself with something else.
No, it's, you know what, you can do it on and off. I mean, but there's going to be times, and I don't know anybody that would say any differently, where, oh my gosh, I have an audition, I don't know if I'm going to get it, and then I have this job that I got to be at.
No, that's the old story. I don't buy that, you know, because you can
not.
Have jobs where you
no, it's no,
flexible,
Sam.
You
don't
you
understand.
Know?
There's gonna come times.
Okay,
where...
I don't understand.
No.
Okay, so just okay, so it's a conscious decision to be poor.
No,
and
I'm
to
not
live
saying
like a
that
poor
either.
Person,
I'm not
know?
Saying that either.
And I'm
saying...
not talking about you specifically. I'm just saying in general, you know.
No, you don't understand it's... because this is not a road you pursued. I'm trying to tell
right.
you. You haven't you haven't gone down a road where it's completely near impossible and you're completely sold out to it. And the trials that come with it. I didn't invent
okay,
it.
Okay, but no, you didn't invent it. But don't you think after 10 years you realize that maybe your view is not exactly that? You know,
I just
maybe...
know that this is a shared view among many people that have already made it, that have done it. Like if you talk to, what is it, Dustin Hoffman? I believe it's Dustin Hoffman. He said, the difference between me making it and my friends making it is I never left L.A. and I never quit. and he was damn near homeless many times.
Okay, so that's Dustin Hoffman, you know?
No, but I'm not saying, like, I'm not saying this is everyone's story or that you have to set out to be homeless. I mean, God forbid, that's stupid. I'm saying there will be times where you have to make hard decisions if you really want to be in this career.
Yeah, but you're also living in the future, you know? I mean, you're not enjoying yourself now so you can
What are you talking about? I've already lived this. This is not my future. This is something I've already been through. I mean, I've been out here, lived on the fucking...
No, but you're sacrificing all of this so you can make, so you can be open to making it one day.
You have to, if you have to be, if you can only be in one place at one time, and this isn't anything, whether you're an artist or anything, people in life have to make decisions.
Right.
You've got kids, you've got a job, whatever, and you say, okay, I have 3 o'clock, I have to be somewhere, and it's a it could be a life-defining decision. It could be. It's huge. You got to make decisions. You got to make decisions to be there. I'm saying, as an artist, that comes up a lot.
Has it happened to you yet?
Oh, my gosh, it's several million times.
Okay, well, okay, but you're still struggling.
But you don't understand. You're missing the point, my God. Like, my roommate, she's going through this right now. She's like, she's got, can I do this? Do I do this? Do I do this? Do this? If I go here, I'm going to miss out on this. And but this is a big gamble if I stay here. And but if she needs to go make her money here, it's like there. It's like this happens to everyone out here, like everyone.
Okay.
And all I'm saying, in order to get through those times, I'm not saying it's an everyday experience, but it's pretty consistent. In order to get through those times, you have to really be, I think, truly an artist that's sold out to what you do. Because if not, you're run from it. You're gonna run from it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. I'm getting ready to enjoy today no matter what I do.
Well, good for you. And, what are you
going to
do?
I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, it doesn't seem appealing to go to the stores. Although, in a way, it's kind of cool, you know, be around people and stuff. But I think it's too many people and you know, difficulty finding parking. Not my cup of tea.
I mean, you have to find, I think, a mall, which I don't think exists in L.A., that has, you know, nobody that goes to it.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not today, anyway. So, okay, well, the weekend's upon us. I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy themselves. Are you working or?
I'm working tonight. I'll be there at 3:30 and then I'll be off.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll still have to tell me where it is sometime so we can go and come and visit you one night when you're working.
When I'm working. No, you're I want to be there with you when you're hanging out eating.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, you can join us at the table, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us on this day. We'll see you all here on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.